Happy Easter, bunnies.
Happy Easter.
It's Easter Sunday, and we are all bunnied up, about to read the most ADHD things of March. Thank you so much for all of your entries. They are a joy to read, and we love doing these episodes together. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
I always get lots of lovely feedback about it. If this is the first time you're listening to ADHD AF, the most ADHD thing is a question that is asked at the end of every interview. Interviews will be resuming next week.
Yeah.
Season 3 starts next
week. Season 3.
So the most ADHD thing is the ultimate shame eradication segment of the podcast, in which we ask people to share their most ADHD thing. So that is done to, as I said, eradicate the shame, remove the stigma, raise awareness about the symptoms, and unite us in the knowledge that we are all in this together. That validation, that peer support is absolutely invaluable in receiving a diagnosis later in life. Please remember, self-diagnosis is valid. So you might look at something and think, well, that's why is that the most ADHD thing? Everybody does that. But actually, it's the frequency, the severity, the impact that these things have on our daily, sometimes hourly lives that make it the most ADHD thing. I just want to say one more thing. Following on from the last tidbit that I did with Dr. James Brown, we were really talking about how the language that we use in neurodiversity is, well, it's powerful, but it's also personal. So even if you're listening to something and you don't think that's an ADHD thing, it is to that person.
Yeah.
And that needs to be respected. And also to anybody listening to this, if you don't hear anything that sounds like how ADHD presents in you, that's okay too, because ADHD presents differently in every single individual. I hope that we've covered a broad enough range of topics in this episode that we have something that lands for you. But if we don't, please don't think that that doesn't mean that you don't have it. You know, if you want to seek help, and self-diagnosis is valid. I will stop waffling on and dive in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Right. Oh, I forgot to say the most important bit. So what we're reading are followers' entries.
Yes.
So, oh, yesterday hit 25K on Instagram.
25K yesterday. That's quite a lot, isn't it?
It's a ridiculous number. 25,000 of you Instagram people. Thank you very, very much. So each week I put up a post saying, what is the most ADHD thing you've done this week? And the reason why I do that is to get followers to chat to each other, to lean on and learn from and make each other laugh,
yeah,
to validate each other's experience so they can have that peer support. Even if they're not part of the ADHDF online peer support community membership, you can do that and meet people through the posts.
Indeed.
So this is from inside the _ gills. Woke up at 5 a.m. panicking and waking my partner because there was a scratching and meowing coming from outside the bedroom door and worried I'd left a window open, only to remember, in fact, I own said cat. Only had him a week and that he lives indoors.
Flavour packet. My GP suggested that I take Gaviscon before meals for my lingering cough. While consoling my upset friend on the phone during lunch prep, I mistakenly grabbed what I thought was Gaviscon, a small brown bottle with a pink label. To my dismay, it turned out to be calamine lotion. The next 4 hours were dedicated to being violently ill and recovering from the unintended ingestion. Oh, God.
The opposite of what you needed.
Yeah, that's...
Gosh. Maeve and me got my ADHD diagnosis. Massive congratulations.
Go. That's the most ADHD thing you've done this week.
That's absolutely fantastic. Sure.
Plus 10 kapow, I spent 2 hours prepping and painting my nails for some nail art, only to realise right as I was finishing up the base and about to start the nail art that I had painted them the wrong bloody colour. I must have picked up the wrong bottle and just not noticed, even though I was looking directly at it the entire time.
You're looking at it as well to paint them. I love it. Amber Rose Brailsford, _. Thought I had double booked something, so moved one thing only to then actually double book, even though the person clearly put the day. I feel you. Every time.
Yeah, it's really frustrating.
I've literally started using one of those book yourselves in with a calendar link. And then I completely forget to send important information because the meetings are scheduled.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I forget to put in the things I actually have to do in person. So then people can book in at times when I'm actually doing something physically.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I get confused with that when with my work calendar. Sometimes somebody will put something in my calendar that I think is related to something else. And so I spend the whole day worrying about that thing.
Yeah.
Do it. And then when it turns up, somebody else gets in touch with me and says, all right, we can have this call. And I'm like, oh, you're not the person I thought this was going to be.
I wasn't meant to be prepared for this.
Let's have a chat anyway, and I'll flag it.
You.
Oh, hello, you. Oh, I've been looking forward to this call. We haven't spoken for weeks. Indigo Blue Arts says, playing cards, I asked, are we on eights or nines? They tell me eights. I paused, looking at my hand. Oh, crap. And had to ask, are we on eights or nines? Yes. Immediately forgetting what was said.
Circus underscore Chrissy kept meaning to say the word cleaners, but kept saying carers. This would have been fine if it was just once, but it was seven times in one day.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that that is the legendary poi lady from London.
Ah.
Who is my hero.
Laura.lu.79. I delivered online training in my new job. I kept forgetting I had a script, and when I remembered, I tried to stick to it. I then decided to eat chocolate. The feedback from a couple of attendees that I was unprofessional and it seemed like I was reading from a script. Fair. Mm-hmm. I had to then explain myself to my manager. Cue the self-hatred and epic meltdown. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I almost decided not to go back. I'm so ashamed. Sorry, it's not funny, but it's the most ADHD thing I've done this week.
Oh, Laura Lou. The thing is, though, I hope that one day it will be funny. It might be one of those that in hindsight is funny, but because it is kind of funny.
It's a little bit
but
funny.
But the issue is then the aftermath, that shame and everything, that shame and self-loathing and embarrassment. And that's exactly why we're doing this. When is that we want to take that out of it. Is this like, give yourself a break. You know why?
Yes.
Like it's a, oh gosh, how silly of me. Not a, I'm the worst person in the world. So please, Laura Lou, let it go.
And when you do this in future, in years to come, you'll be talking about this to people you're training who, and you go, oh, God, you never guess what happened to me when I first did this.
Yeah.
I had to eat some chocolate and I forgot to read off a script and my manager wasn't very happy with me. And so, yeah, we all start from nothing and develop into something much better.
You're all born naked and the rest is drag.
The rest is drag.
It's not appropriate, is it? Inappropriate as we sit here in bunny ears in the campus kitchen in the world. Mel. Couldn't find the keys to lock my car. They were in the car, engine running with door open.
God. That's
a good one.
Yeah. Aksemi, forgot my phone several times before, then misplaced my car keys and discovered them in the fridge.
Oh.
Yay! A fridge story. It's
always in the fridge. Back underscore two underscore life underscore coach. Finding myself driving past the shop I had intended to buy milk from on the way to drop off parcels for delivery, only to realise that I'd forgotten to actually bring the parcels. Yes. Oh, how I laughed.
That's a killer.
And now you've just reminded me that there are two parcels eyeballing me right now that have blended into the background that I keep forgetting that I need to take back.
Chris Jane underscore Cooper, hardly spoke all week. Then my best friend for 40 years comes over and I'm shouting hysterical and oversharing like a lunatic.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Dr. Rennie Mack, I currently have 33 tabs open on my web browser and they are, of course, deathly important. I'm reading three books while listening to four podcasts over the weekend, but making zero progress on my online courses because I have run out of clean socks.
Yes.
I love it.
Red Punk Social had an IG coaching appointment for my therapist and was prepping for this and feeling quite organized. Got suddenly distracted by the fact I needed to buy tickets to an upcoming event that my friend and I wanted to go to at Easter. Jumped on this group's FB page to locate where to buy tickets. Saw they had photos up of the last event we went to. Decided to go through 284 photos of the event, reliving it. 15 minutes before the 10:30 a.m. call. Then booked the ticket, was amazed I'd been together enough to got the early bird ticket all by 10:27 a.m. feeling very pleased with myself and how organized and well my day was going, and jumped on the call grinning only to realize my therapist wasn't there and that I booked the meeting for 11:30 a.m. Cue me wasting the next hour of time due to paralysis of not wanting to start something worthwhile to help my day and get some actual work done, but buggering around instead. Coaching calls finished late, too exhausted to do much else afterward. Daily tasks not completed.
Oh, I feel you. We know that one only too well. Suddenly you're out of spoons.
Yep.
Perry underscore ADHD underscore Lulu. So last night I was getting a drink of water ready to take to bed. I glanced over and realized that I hadn't flipped the calendar over from February to March. As I did, I shouted out, fuck? On the 1st of March at 9:30 a.m., I was supposed to have been at my GP surgery to meet the psychiatrist to go through papers for my ADHD referral. Oh, no. And now the RSD has hit me hard and I feel so bad, as all I can see is her sat pissed off with a no-show. She was the one who nagged me to get a diagnosis on the NHS, as I told her I was saving to go private. She's so lovely and only a young lady who's been in the job 2 years. And to make matters worse, I work in the surgery as the NHS cleaner. So I'm going to write a little sorry letter explaining what happened. Well, on the positive side, you could think, well, that is definitely an ADHD thing, huh? So it could be in my favour. Well, absolutely. It's on brand.
Not lost exploring. Walked around yesterday with a pair of underwear in my pant leg for the first 5 hours of the day and realized it whilst I was in the middle of a doctor's appointment. Also, there was another one that after it happened, I thought to myself, I'll have to remember this is my most ADHD thing, but now I've forgotten it. And that in and of itself is also the most ADHD thing I've done this week. So we recently had a big session at work where everyone was sat around and people were giving presentations on stuff. And I went for a wee, washed my hands and thought, what's that lump inside my trousers? Thinking I might have soiled myself. But it was a pair of boxer shorts from the day previously in the same pair of jeans that I'd been walking around in the office with, sort of bulging out of my leg. So, yeah, I can feel, I know that.
Pair of pants in your trousers, you please just see me.
And immediate sort of ADHD fashion, I went straight out back to everybody in the big room and, hey guys, you'll never guess what happened to me. There was a lump in my pants and it was my pant.
Did you wave them around and let your underwear in the office?
Threw them at people. No, I didn't go that far, but I had to just tell everyone immediately to sort of eradicate my own shame.
There you go, not lost exploring. You are not alone.
You're not.
Lulu_09, my new job involves an induction and death by PowerPoint most days. Day one, I went straight to the gym afterwards and bounced around like a Duracell bunny, dancing like a nutter until I'd burn off all the excess energy that I'd accumulated sitting still and trying to be normal all day. Well, good. That is such a good way to get it out. So many of us lean on unhealthy crutches to get through. So that's wonderful you went and burnt it off.
Claire Jane Seller. Went to the train station and panicked about which ticket to buy. Ended up buying two tickets in a hurry and overspending about £10 because I was concerned about the time I was taking at the machine and couldn't/didn't have the patience for the off-peak and on-peak prices.
Oh, I feel you. Yeah. That trip's paralysis has cost me a lot of ADHD tax, including today when I've just had to buy a different flight.
Yeah.
Yep. Rogue.cherry, dropped my dog at the groomers, got a coffee, picked up food, got home. My dog is missing! Spent an hour looking for him until the groomers messaged saying he was ready to pick up.
Brilliant. O'Leary from the block, bought a laptop with a German keyboard by mistake.
Chrisu, hey. Almost burnt my house down, put a slice of bread in the toaster and then immediately forgot about it. My toaster is in a pull-out drawer in a cupboard and I usually store a food scale on it. When I notice the food scale on the counter, I obviously put it back on the toaster and close the cupboard. Oh, no! Sometime later, thought that I wanted breakfast and remembered my toaster. The scale is plastic, so it had melted and the batteries had fallen into the toaster.
Wow.
Luckily, nothing caught fire. Oh, my goodness.
Dangerous.
That is dangerous. Like a scene out of that film. What's that film? It'll stay with me forever.
Final Destination.
Oh, my God. When the house is, like, trying to kill him and it's the most stressful car pileup in history. What year was that? It still torments me. Final Destination. Right, I'm watching that tonight. Anyway, what are we doing?
We are ND positive. Got lost twice. Both times walking in massive circles. Both times being about 20 minutes late. Instead of looking on maps, turning a 5-minute walk to 20.
Yep. Bless you. Well, do you know what? I can do one worse than that. I wouldn't dream of going anywhere without Google Maps, even the places that I know where they are in my immediate vicinity. Mm. And even then, I can't follow the map and go the right way.
No.
Right. Cappuccino Queen. I finally got a referral to a psychiatrist for an assessment. Amazing. I actually sent it off straight away. They answered and asked me to fill in some forms. That was a week ago, and I still haven't done it. The irony.
Yeah.
The irony. Yeah. The hoops that we have to jump through. We have to literally battle the very symptoms of the condition that we need help with in order to access the help.
Yeah, it's bonkers.
Make it make sense.
Bethann.alice.anne, spent 3 days thinking I'd lost my purse. On the first day, I looked for it in the...
I know, I read that earlier, it's a poo emoji, but I don't think she literally means shit basket. As in basket full of shit. Like
basket.
I'd say like the tit, like the tit drawer. So let's say tit.
Okay, let's say tit. Spent 3 days thinking I lost my purse. On the first day, I looked for it in the tit basket under my bed where I usually put random things. On the second and third days, I was too anxious to look anywhere else, just fretted about it constantly and accepted it might be lost forever. Oh, no. This morning, I looked in the crap basket again, and it was there all along.
Of course it was. Good. Of course it was. Sandy underscore toes underscore and underscore salty underscore kisses underscore. I've started a new little routine as I leave the house for work in the morning, saying out loud as I walk up the street the essentials I need. Keys, aka swipe car. Watch, no phones allowed at work. Water, snack, and last, me. I actually have to remind myself to bring me. Also, I'm fucked if I've forgotten any of it because I'm halfway up the road anyway.
Izzy Amelia. I live in Australia and we have a huntsman spider living in a brick above our front door. They're big ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
My BF is petrified of spiders and has asked me to remove it, but I kept putting it off because it involves assembling the Hoover and hoovering it up and walking down the stairs to let it go. It's now been 6 weeks and I've grown an attachment to this spider. We named it Stripey, so the spider is staying.
Ah, we love Stripey.
We love Stripey.
Just be careful.
Yes.
Izzy Mia again. I've walked into the corners of three doors over the past week because I have forgotten I've opened them.
Ow.
Ouchie.
Neurodivergent underscore girls. Lost keys for 24 hours. Were on the sofa under a jumper where I dumped them the night before. Obs looked and didn't see them.
Yes, yeah. Obs. Did you put them there?
No, I only do jewellery. Yeah. Mostly rings. I put them places and then uncover them at later dates.
Of.inca procrastinated all week and did art and anything but study. Stayed up majority of last night studying for today. Oh, I hope it went well.
Yeah.
Some of us do our best work at the last minute, hey?
Yeah. Chicken stitch. Poured boiling water over my cereal instead of into my cup of tea.
Oh, no. Bear Gold, 1970s. Went to a Sen coffee morning at my ND daughter's school to connect with other parents and find out more of what support the school could provide both for us as parents and for my daughter. I'd had the appointment in my diary for weeks and had adjusted my day around this as it was so important. When I got there, I got completely the wrong time and it had already happened and everyone had gone home.
Oh, no.
That's gutting. Well, hopefully somebody got all the information for you.
Alice Stevo just stopped myself from putting a scoop of Huel into the slow cooker casserole instead of imagining it.
Ah, Emma.mills30. I swore to myself I was going to keep on top of the gym, house, tidying clothes away on Monday, but today I realised I was unsuccessful and now disappointed I failed, for fuck's sake, and repeat. Do you know what? I absolutely hear you. And the problem is, well, there's a lot of things here, isn't there? There's time blindness, there's all these different things, executive function, burnout, but all of these things that can make our goals kind of go awry. But I think for me, the number one is not learning from last time.
Mm.
Ali Mac Coaching does accountability squads on Mondays and Wednesdays in the online community. I go to the Monday session and every Monday I'm like, I'm going to get all of this week's social media done today. I make these completely unachievable goals for myself, thinking that I'll be able to do it and not learning from last time, not thinking about time and what the first step would be and what else could come up in that day. And I think that is such an important thing to notice. So please try and remember, you're not alone in it. You don't need to feel disappointed. You're not a failure. Just try and take a couple of breadcrumbs from it. Like, if you've learned something from it, then it's definitely not a failure. Mm. And just try and find ways to support yourself in it. Because like you said, and repeat.
Mm.
So what can you learn from it? Sorry, yeah. I don't know who I think I am dishing out advice. That's not my advice. It's Ali's.
Yeah, it's Ali's advice.
She's a coach, so that's all right.
Miss underscore Murray impulsively bought a pair of boots, but when I wore them, I realised they were too small for me and they cut my feet up and now I can't get any shoes on my feet. Oh, no.
I bet they're really cool boots, though.
Yeah.
Totes worth it. Maud SJX, went to petrol station, put diesel in my car, went to pay, no payment method. Luckily, I live near the garage, so I walked home, leaving my car, obstructing the pumps, and then spent 10 minutes actually trying to find my phone because panicking. And the worst thing is, it's not the first time.
Quinita underscore star, I asked my partner this question and she said it has to be my cocktail bar, aka the array of drinks lined up on the shelf. So I've been sick this week and been home in the day. I've had water for hydration and coffee because it would be weird not to. A Lemsip for the fever and a Vimto because I can't stand water.
Honestly, I'm all with you with the drinks. I always do it.
Yeah.
I always do it. It's like coffee, squash, water.
Yeah.
That's the holy trinity.
I only drink anything really, apart from coffee. I only drink water out of my water bottle because most of the glasses are sort of dotted around the house.
The house with pineapple squash in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Head XO, turned on the washing machine only to realise I never put the clothes in.
That is a blast. Spirited underscore mama, waited for ages for the kids to go through the bathroom so I could get a shower, but my face felt tight and I wondered if I'd maybe had a shower. My son pointed out that the shower was where he hadn't been in, so therefore I had in fact had a shower that I have absolutely no recollection of. I'm the other way. I forget that I haven't showered.
Scraggy head. Wandering around the house looking for my daughter's drink bottle for 20 minutes before realizing it was in my less dominant hand.
Trin loves all the things Trin loves. Well, I have 3 bottles of milk in the fridge. Milk was a bad choice.
Milk was a bad choice. It's so hot.
I immediately regret this decision.
VJW 1987. Opened a yogurt at the same time as plugging in the Hoover on my lunch break. Oh, well, that's. I could stop reading there. That's then panicking, trying to work out how to eat it and do housework at the same time.
I hope you got there in the end.
Yeah. The ADHD sleever. Ignored everyone because of my newest hyperfixation.
Yep. Tilly163. Mixed up some bread, popped it in the tin and left it to prove in the top oven. That's the end of the story.
Still there to this day, legend has it. Legend has it. Still there to this day. It's now actually evolved. It's got eyes.
Teacakes underscore 13. The usual putting my glasses on over my glasses that I forget I have 2 pairs.
Wow.
I managed to finally start putting my key in the bowl so I can find it after a month of forgetting to put it away.
Glasses
are really hard not to make a swinging joke.
It was a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Pampas grass, anyone? And glasses over glasses. What does that do? Does that mean that you can see even further away?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe so. She can see sound. She's just reading this.
She's very good.
It's a good job. What do you think we're funny, isn't it? Everyone's like, this parent's
crazy. These idiots.
First of all, oh, hang on, sorry. First of all, I should say who it is. Maddie Rachel underscore. First of all, forgot to buy tea bags and sugar at the weekly shop. Then Wednesday, working from home, last tea bag and last spoonful of sugar, and I poured cold water. No.
Oh no.
That is really sad. I'm sad about that for you, Maddie. It's always with the tea and coffee.
Yeah.
It can't keep it warm. You forget you've made it. You can't, or you don't drink it before it gets cold. And now this.
Or you open a yogurt when you're going to hoover. Oh, hi, Mai.
Hey.
Oh, hey, May. Was excitedly telling a story to my husband whilst chopping lots of carrots for dinner. Thought I was managing the two things well. But when I was done chopping, I lifted the cutting board with the carrots and immediately slid them. Slid them all directly into the icky compost bin, not the pot. We both paused and just started staring at the bin. Derp. Yeah, that is
less.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
It is frustrating.
I found that more amusing than it probably was. I would like to apologise.
Yeah, it tickled you. No, it was a lovely time.
I have a nice Easter Sunday.
Ruja 78 replaced 2 sections of my roof on my deck. They were damaged in a hailstorm 10 months ago. I bought the replacement panels 5 months ago. I removed hail damaged roof panels and replaced them in less than 3 hours.
Yeah.
10 months after the
Yeah.
Still a win though, hon.
Janine 4332, running late for work. Realized I had forgotten to wash my hair the night before, so grabbed my dry shampoo and doused my hair as I congratulated myself for having a bottle of dry shampoo that wasn't empty. Realised that I had just sprayed hairspray all through my hair, so went to work looking like I'd been electrocuted. I had crunchy hair that didn't move all day.
Mandy Taffy, there was 1 egg left in the box and I was to cook pesto egg trend for my hubby to try. There must be a pesto egg trend that I'm not done with the kids enough to know.
Pesto egg trend, let's Google it.
I had been tidying up the kitchen and the egg was sitting next to the hob for a good hour. Of course I was tidying up, etc., and didn't do it straight away. I popped the pesto into the frying pan and began to heat it up. I picked the egg box up, threw it to the floor and squashed it for recycling. That moment of realization afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hull.hassle_bow. I rush waxed with sugar wax for a dance party on Saturday. Put a couple of wax strips in a bowl of water to get the sugar off. Left the rest of the strips on the vanity. Sunday comes and I'm going to a kid's birthday. So go to brush teeth. Dropped the brush head in the sugar wax water. Yes, all the wax strips are now sugar waxed on, waxed onto my vanity because I still didn't clean up. We'll stay there for several more days. That's a lot of...
That's a lot. But you know what? I salute you for going to a rave and then going to a kid's party the next day. So still a win in my book. Same person?
Yep.
Last Friday, rushing to work, of course late, trying to lock my front door, wouldn't lock, got so mad and frustrated, verge of crying, was my work key and not my...
Oh, dear.
I do that quite a lot with the shed key. I'll stand there like absolutely furious and it's literally the wrong key. And there's only two to choose from. So
angry about
it. Furious.
Like the world is
wasting my time.
This isn't good enough. I'm going to complain to the shed place.
That girl, Lindsay, decided to clean my bedroom, got sidetracked cleaning up out a junk drawer and looking through pictures of my family from the early 1900s. 2 hours later, hadn't gotten anything done but the drawer. Oh, I love it though. Do you know what I did? So this is one of my most ADHD things of the month. I could not for the life of me find a bra. Could not find one. So I go into the underwear drawer and I suddenly realized how absolutely ludicrous my little chest of drawers next to the bed are. Mm. And I remembered something that Jacob said to me ages ago, is that the ADHD has to come out somewhere. Mm. So we've made the bedroom as zen as we can. There's like no clothes in there. It's like, we did it up whenever it was a few months ago. So it's nice. So then you open the drawers and it's just absolute chaos. Like I went through it. There's like festival wristbands, an underwater camera casing, a business plan from 2010.
Yeah.
Not a single fucking bra though.
No.
If like me, late diagnosed ADHD left you feeling like an alien, you are not alone. Come and connect with the community at ADHDAF Alien Nation Live Tour, an intergalactic, huntastic expedition invading 14 UK cities this spring summer to raise ADHD awareness and connect local ADHDers. Tickets are available via the link in the blurb of this episode and on ADHDersFemales.com/events. These very special live shows explore going from the feelings of alienation to discovering an alien nation. There's a whole planet of us. I hope to see you in real life there and or chat to you on Discord or over Zoom on the online peer support community Planet ADHD AF.
DJ Neil Povey. Had my assessment / diagnosis appointment with a doctor who I think maybe also has ADHD. He was 10 minutes late and I went on so much that we didn't finish in time. He made another appointment later in the day to call me, set an alarm on his phone saying, otherwise I will forget, and then forgot anyway. So I'm hoping to finish the assessment this week. Wow.
Two for one. Jills, M-A-A-D. I decided to join 100 skips a day for cancer research for March. Go on, Jill. Waited patiently for the skipping rope to arrive, which was about 3 days. When it did, I realised I haven't skipped for about 20 years. I have really bad arthritis in my knee and degenerative discs in my lower spine, so it was not wise for me to attempt. details, Jill. Well done for not just persevering and doing it anyway, because that's a ridiculous thing I would have done.
To clarify, I'm not laughing at the pain you're in or the suffering that you are. I just think it's hilarious, and that's how one of the funny ways it presents itself is to say that I could skip 100 times in 100 days.
The ability to perceive risk,
yes,
forgetting important details,
yes,
a lack of self-care,
yes,
premeditation, impulsivity,
yes,
there's a lot in that.
There is low impact swims are good if you can swim, or if you can, I don't know, do other things. I'm not fit and sporty.
You're fit. Sal on a mission. I started to write a book again. Let's see how this one goes.
Yep, we
know that one. I spent, was it 2 years, trying to get on a writing course that I eventually got on.
You did, yeah.
And started writing a book. Haven't finished it.
No, I've had loads of ideas for books.
They're all
up here.
The reason,
in my brain.
The reason why I've never written the book is because it's changed 3 times.
Yeah, that hasn't helped.
No. What was I going to say? I'm sorry that we're so annoying today. We're obviously very excited that it's Easter Sunday.
I love Easter. Well, you haven't got any eggs.
Maria Lenglesa decided to buy myself a senior rail card online. Somehow don't understand for the life of me. Bought a network rail card instead. Totally useless as it's for London and South East. I live in Penzance. And it was a month after I bought it that I realised so they won't refund or change it. ADHD tax strikes again. It certainly does.
It does, doesn't it? ADHD, let's talk. Put three birthday candles on my daughter's second birthday. Didn't realise until I bought it out. Everyone's singing and she meant to blow them out. And my brother said, why is there three candles?
Why not? What for that?
Why not?
You have to carry that on now.
Yeah, she's always going to be 1 year older than she is.
Just a one for luck.
Oh.
Not lost exploring. This one is bad. Got home from work, sitting in the driveway, listening to a few more minutes of my audiobooks while sending a text. Car is running. Thought I put it in park. I hadn't. Car started rolling without me noticing. Things started getting bumpy. I looked up and realised what was happening, slammed on the brakes and luckily stopped before my car started rolling down a sloped retaining wall and cement stairs into my backyard. Goodness me.
Wow. XX Gem Gem XX talked about my journey at an IWD event and changed some minds about what we are capable of. That's good. Oh. Yes. Life underscore of underscore Zand. On Tuesday evening, no sooner had I arrived at the gym, I locked my padlock key inside the locker. Oh no. Cue anxiety-led workout made even more nerve-wracking with the addition of coffee-induced gut ache. Oh God. The gym staff are as useful as a defunct padlock, so off I went to B&Q to purchase what I discovered are bloody massive bolt cutters. Yeah, pretty large, you know. Returned to a now very busy gym with said bolt cutters concealed in my coat. A quick dash to somehow discreetly use massive bolt cutters to remove the padlock and save my bag and very much needed cup of tea. Because I'm cocky, I returned the bolt cutters immediately after. All I can say is at least I wasn't arrested. I got to eventually have my tea and I didn't shit myself.
There are a lot of wins here.
There's loads of wins. Kaylee.scaife, quit my job without another one lined up. Wish me luck.
Good luck, lovely. Debs Spixies, lit my fag and smoked my lighter.
Yes. Rani underscore SVH, laughed so hard at the last most ADHD thing I did episode, nearly had a car accident. Got into my car to find the seat pushed all the way back. Panicked for a good 10 minutes thinking someone had broken into my car. Was on the verge of calling the police when I remembered I was the one who pushed it back to change my shoes before I got out.
Please drive carefully if you are listening. Alyssa underscore 95, went out for my first run in about 3 months and was feeling very proud of myself. Got in the shower afterwards and thought it was strange. Everything was looking foggy. Only managed to get in the shower wearing my glasses.
Toria Pink Lotus, this week while recovering from a sinus infection, I should have been resting, I had a complete meltdown when the made-to-measure blinds I ordered didn't fit. Phrases I used included I'm such a fuck up, I can't even measure properly, and why can't anything ever go right? Oh. However, once I calmed down a bit and felt less ill, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I used my electric nail filer, like what you get at the salon, to sand out a few millimeters from the plaster on either side for the fittings. It took a while, but now the fitting sits snugly in the holes and the blinds fit perfectly. ADHD brain for creative solution on the problem. And I didn't waste a couple £100 because obviously I forgot to buy the measurement insurance. That's great.
Amazing. How resourceful. Maud's SJX. Yesterday, I spent a good 5 minutes trying to get into my house with my mum's apartment key. Then on the same day, I walked to the petrol station. I live next door to it to get fuel, leaving my car on the drive. A neurodivergent individual, our Andy, I've been unwell with a respiratory infection. So everything has been a gigantic catastrophe. Oh no, hope you're better now. On more than one occasion, I've used shower gel instead of shampoo in my hair. I forgot I'd been shopping and bought eggs twice, so now I have 3 dozen eggs. And I'm frankly the size of a bird. When I was young, I ate 2 dozen eggs.
And I'm frankly the size of a bird.
John, sorry. I forgot I'd been shopping. I've watched the same episode of a show 4 times because it's heavy on the plot and can't keep track.
ADHD. Deza the Leza says, well, this is slightly late because it was just over a week ago, but on Lesbian Visibility Day, I was not paying attention to the perilous pavements of Buenos Aires upon which I was walking, even though I tell myself I must pay attention to where I'm walking because I've injured my right leg, sprained and broken, oh God, so many times in different continents. But the ADHD brain decided, no, I must make eye contact with the person I'm talking and walking with. Up pops some kind of pothole, ooh, ankle goes snap and over I go. Oh my God, I had to get to the hospital with no phone data, but Spanish of a 2-year-old. cold. Although I did understand that La Fractura can't weight bear for at least a month. So now I've got meals on wheels in a Zimmer frame at 38.
Oh, no.
Hope you're on the mend, lovely. Hootie McBoob _ set the freezer drawer on fire by putting it on the hob to get things out and turning on the wrong burner. My kitchen reeks.
It's horrible.
We've got another diagnosis. DJ Neil Povey got diagnosed.
Well done, DJ Neil.
This new chapter of your life with us.
And I hope the doctor got diagnosed as well.
Yes, do let us know.
That girl, Lindsay, I keep buying frozen waffles for a quick breakfast before work. I'll fix my waffles to eat on the go as I'm running late for work every single day. When I get home from work, I will find the entire box of waffles on the counter right beside the toaster where I left them. Into the trash they go, buy another box, rinse and repeat.
Bless you.
Waffle tax.
They call me _KG. Left my brand new running shoes on the beach after my long run, but didn't realise until 36 hours later. No. Apparently training for a marathon, so that wasn't the brightest thing to do.
Oh, dear.
God damn it. Good luck with your training. Hopefully the trainer fairy will re-deliver them to you or something.
I don't think that's how things work.
Might do. I'm an optimist.
Yeah. Ali _that_it. I went to take my drink bottle with me to school pickup because it was pretty hot. I'm in Australia. When we parked, my youngest said, "Where's your drink?" I looked in the cup holder and I had brought the TV remote instead of my drink. Safe to say, my kids got a really good laugh from it and couldn't wait until to tell their dad. Fiber follies. I made myself a coffee and thought, ooh, biscuits. There were crumpets sat on top of the biscuit tin in the cupboard. Picked up the crumpets to get the tin. All good so far. Juice biscuits, still had crumpets in hand, replaced the tin, picked up coffee, and went back to my desk in front room, sat down to enjoy a cuppa and a biscuit to find I had coffee and a packet of crumpets.
I would love a crumpet. So it is our canny campaigns. Keep thinking of things that I can put then forgetting them. Yet, have I mentioned the cake batter coming out the top of my mixer onto some pretty important letters already? Probably. Oh, cat. This is from Nicole. And this, just some context. Nicole and I are WhatsApping. I'll come on that Instagram live with you. Brilliant. See you in 5 minutes.
High heels and heavy suitcases. Thus thinking I can cook and eat noodles in the 3 minutes because I was meant to be on an IG live with you count.
She literally was like, "Where is she? Where is she?" I start the Instagram live, then she comes on with a bowl of noodles.
Yeah.
These are from the Planet ADHDF peer support community members, so they will remain anonymous, but rest assured each and every one is a legend. I have the wrong name on my driving license. It has been wrong for about 13 years. I have had two name changes in that time, and it has been wrong from the day I received it. Back in 2012, when I passed, I have never changed it. I brought countless forms home from the post office to fill in, and they have never made it back to the DVLA. I have put two reminders in the joint calendar this week so my husband can see it too and give me some accountability to actually go and get a new picture and license. It is also out of date. Essentially, I have been driving illegally since 2012. The ultimate task avoidance. Bloody hell, girl. I hope you get that sorted this week.
I nearly went to work in my pajamas. I got up, had a shower, got dressed, put my work boots on, and got to the car before I realised I put my PJs back on after my shower. Oops. Didn't think my Winnie the Pooh PJs would be appreciated inside a lab.
At least she wasn't actually Winnie the Poohing it.
No.
I had to go to work braless again. I went for a swim and went to work with my costume underneath to save time. Remember to take my undies, but not my bra. Fortunately, I wear a massive coat, so I was zipped up to hide my shame. Very proud of myself for self-care of swimming in morning. Not so proud of myself for not being able to dress myself like an adult. As I've already stated, you are not alone. I cannot find a bra in this house.
Indeed. I got out a fresh bottle of milk and used some of it and then put it by the sink to rinse it out for recycling, despite it nearly being full. Noticed it a few hours later, suspicion that it had gone off. I poured the rest down the sink. What a waste. My brain functioned today. Spent a good deal of time trying to find a particular item of clothing. Not one I own, but one I thought would be perfect to wear in my dungarees on a chilly day. Like a shirt, but knitted. No buttons or zips. Why doesn't this exist, I thought. Have I hit on a crochet moneymaker? No, I haven't. It's called a cardigan. I was thinking of a cardigan and I forgot they existed.
Congratulations on the invention of cardigans.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
That's brilliant. I feel like I could streamline the diagnosis process with two simple questions. One, what percentage of hot drinks have you drunk while they are still hot this week? Two, of those you have drunk hot, what percentage have you finished? It's Thursday. I've just had my first hot tea despite making a promise to myself on Monday, but I still didn't finish it. So it's a solid 0% for me again.
As a beverage goblin who must have at least three drinks at all times to be able to focus on work, I can usually drink my drinks hot. I prefer to have at least four drinks at work, caffeine, dopamine, hydration, comfort. But I think it's a procrastination tactic to avoid work. Oh, I must drink this before it gets cold.
Oh, I like that one. I'd like to know what a comfort drink is. Caffeine, dopamine, because I would have put dopamine and comfort in the same bracket. Please let us know. What is a comfort drink? What would be your drink? So you would have caffeine. What would you have for dopamine?
Caffeine.
Okay, we'll move on. Spent 2 days hunting for a bag of mini pop doms that I put somewhere safe, so I didn't just hoover them on my own. Thanks, med shortage. Had become increasingly frantic about this and eventually convinced myself I was losing my mind that I had imagined buying them until we were about to leave and my partner found them in a shoebox.
Obviously. Yeah.
Still a win though.
Pulled up at the petrol station to buy fuel, got out of the car and the car started to roll backwards into another car. I panicked to get back in the car, opening the back door, trying to pull up the handbrake. The other woman panicked, tried to move her car, but in her words, couldn't remember how to turn the car back on. I stopped the car, she started hers and pulled forward into my car. No damage, thankfully. Both in a real state, but laughing at the same time. I moved my car forwards, pulled up the handbrake, then promptly opened the back door to put the petrol nozzle in to fill up the car. Eventually completed the task. She apologised, saying it was her meno brain and her recent ADHD diagnosis. Of course, I overshared as well. We laughed and went on with our day. Oh.
Meno ADHD pair.
Yeah.
A fateful meeting.
Yes.
Drained a tin of chickpeas for lunch, forgot to put the colander over the sink.
Oh, no. Went shopping, got a couple of little tubs of hummus for lunches. I like to get different ones for variety. Looked on the fridge just now, two caramelized onion flavored ones.
Variety, the spicy life. Here's a few from Facebook.
Tamika Mitchell says, spent days searching and reading reviews to make sure I buy the right bass amplifier that I can use for practice. Somehow I ended up ordering the completely wrong amp. I bought a guitar amp instead. Oh, no.
Nat Crook sat on my kitchen floor putting my socks and shoes on, put both socks on, one shoe, searched all around me for where the fuck the other shoe had gone. It had literally been right here before realising I'd already put that one on first.
Lisa Slater, I got my age wrong, was gutted to realise I was a year older than I thought. Happy birthday.
Same person.
Yeah.
Walked home in the rain, forgetting I had an umbrella in my tote bag the entire time.
Yeah. I wrote in my journal how desperately we needed to find a cleaner. We've been having a lot of issues with our cleaning companies. We're about 30 minutes before the cleaner that had been organised turned up. Forgot to tell hubby, forgot to tell kids. First I knew was hubby going, Jesse, we have a cleaner at the door. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Christina Kiriakidou, I sent flowers for a celebration to only later realise that it was the wrong date and month. A couple of years ago, I sent a birthday card to our friend Becky and her husband messaged me to say it's completely the wrong month. Her birthday was 3 months ago and you already sent a card and present. We've now got an ongoing thing where we send each other the wrong cards.
Good.
So like Christmas cards at Easter,
nice,
etc. What's the most ADHD thing you've bought this week? She's bought a knife set that is pink and leopard print.
Ooh.
I would like to say that's the most ADHD AF thing you've bought this week.
Yeah.
Because the leopard is the symbol of Aberdeen, where this podcast is currently recorded.
Yeah.
And it symbolises bravery, the reclaiming of power, and we are a leopard print army of Huns. Go on, girl.
Yes. Nikki Whalen, went to top up my daughter's school dinner account with £10 and paid £102 instead.
Yep.
Gemma Beauchamp, once again was behind with my uni work, panic submitted what I had an hour before deadline, only to get an email the next day from my tutor informing me that I'd only submitted my statistical analysis result instead of my whole report. Hey, at least it wasn't blank this time. Oh, Gemma.
Okay, so the runners up.
Yes. Sarge Ooh. So proud of my organisational skills. When I filled two travel bottles with my must-have toiletries to live in my gym bag, Benefit Professional and Vagisil. Problem is, I almost immediately lost one of the bottles and since can't decide which one I'm left with. They're both clear liquids and I always forget to check the smells when I'm at home. At the gym, I've changed my mind several times as to which one I still have. So either for the past couple of weeks, my love lips have been getting the good old My love lips have been getting a good old pore cleanse, and my face has been having a sensitive fanny wash. I always get the ones with private parts in. Private lady parts.
Oh, that's a good one. Tomicamary.m. I was writing my shopping list and couldn't think of the name of tomatoes, so I just wrote red. I salute your resourcefulness.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
I will write this word even though I don't know what it is. And the winner is, this is from an ADHDF peer support community legend who ate their son's Easter egg and went to replace it, but the shells were bare, so I bought myself a pair of leopard print PJs instead.
Brilliant. Happy Easter. Yeah. Treat yourself.
That is brilliant. So, what is the most ADHD thing you've done this March?
Realised my car MOT was expired.
That's fun.
By quite a lot.
Oh, really? How much?
3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the old car was April, and I'd got April in my brain. And this isn't the first time I often forget the MOT.
Yeah.
In fairness, I think most people struggle with it because I don't send you a letter or saying you need to renew. It's a little bit of a sneaky one. I remember specifically setting dates on an app for these things. Going, yep, that'll remind me. Nothing reminded me. And I didn't change them when I got the new car. So it was, I hope I'm not incriminating myself in some form.
Oh, you sorted it now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she's road legal now. Don't you worry. What about yours?
So my most ADHD thing is we went on holiday to Trinidad and Tobago to see my family. It was wonderful. We had a lovely time, didn't we?
Yeah, beautiful.
And there is this really wonderful, it's where my mum's from. So I'm been going throughout my life, and obviously, so the food of the place is just my favorite thing ever. It's a really special thing. One of the dishes that I love is a thing called roti. So obviously lots of people have heard of roti bread, but in Trinidad and Tobago, it's almost like a wrap. Like you've got curry in this big kind of wrap, and it's absolutely delicious. Anyway, we were at the airport about to fly back from Trinidad, and we found pre-made roti breads that were vacuum packed and sealed in this fridge in this place. We were like, oh my god, get them, we'll take them home, this is fantastic, I can make everybody the food and it'll be wonderful. Right, buy them, keep them safe, keep remembering them. We had a night in a hotel in London on the way home, put them in the fridge there.
Yeah,
get in the door eventually, it's a long old journey, get in the door back home in Aberdeen, and instead of putting them in the freezer, I thought to myself, I'm not going to put them in the freezer. I'm going to divide them up before I do that, so we don't have to eat them all in one go, and make sure that we've got all the roti and bus-up shots to last, right, in separate portions. But I was too tired, so I just put them in the fridge. So brown paper bag in the fridge. What day of the week did we get back? Was it Sunday?
Yeah.
Tuesday, HelloFresh turns up. So I open the fridge and go, oh, rank, we left a meal in here unprepared for 2 weeks while we were away, and that would just be full of rotting vegetables. I know what I'll do. I'll throw it away. Guess what that was? The roti bread.
It was a special roti bread that you can't really get here.
I can't get it.
No.
And we went to great pains to bring it back and keep it safe, and I went and bloody threw it in the bin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Quite a lot of mileage, that bread.
Very sad times.
Just to be chucked away.
Yeah, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago.
Shame, isn't it?
Hey ho. Okay, so the other most ADHD thing that I've done this week is there is absolutely enormous news coming. So the ducks are in a row, which feels fitting on Easter Sunday, chicks, ducks. Chicks. Yeah. So the ducks are in a row, or as in a row as I can get them. Wow. I've already let people know that the tour, which starts on the 21st of April, will be the last ever tour. And actually, you're about to find out why. Because in tomorrow or Tuesday's episode, when I can make up my mind, I'm spilling the beans. You're going to get the scoop. The community already know, because the Planet ADHDF peer support community find everything out first ahead of time. They get the exclusives, but I might release the episode tomorrow, if not Tuesday. Now, when I was about to go live on Instagram to pick the winner at random for two tickets to come to the Alien Nation last ever ADHDF tour, literally minutes before, I found out about the NHS ADHD Task Force. Mm. and was just completely so overwhelmed with emotion, so full of like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? I need to know and try and find out all of the things, that I basically like bumbled my way through alive. Poor Nicole is there with her noodles, trying to like talk about the tour. And all I can think about is this NHS task force thing. What does it mean? Does it mean adults? Does it mean, what do they mean by holistic? Is there funding? What's going to happen? Is there gender? Blah, blah. And literally trying, I'm there live on the live. I didn't even say hello to anybody. Like all I'm doing there is trying to be present whilst all I can think about is this NHS task force thing. Anyway, needless to say, I do not know the answer to any of those things, but I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful that Scotland and Wales will follow suit, because this is just in NHS England. And I'm hopeful that some really good work's going to come from it. We live in hope, hey?
Yeah, definitely.
But as soon as I know more about that, I will let you know, because believe me, I am dying to know too. Mm-hmm. But I'm very, very excited. I'm very nervous to share the next episode with you. A lot of people, yourself included, have worked incredibly hard to get the ducks in a row. I've had a lot of support, a lot of help, and it's been, yeah, a real, real slog, particularly since the start of the year. Mm-hmm. And there are multiple bits of very important news as we move into a brand new chapter of ADHDAS.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's very big. It's very exciting. And you'll hear more. But in the meantime, do grab tickets for the last ever live tour, because it truly is. It's not some kind of marketing scheme. This is the last hurrah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be extra special. So grab your tickets via the link in the blurb of this episode, or link in the bio of ADHDF podcast, or on ADHDisfemales.com/events. And I really hope to see you in person for the last hurrah. Go out with a bang.
Go out with a big bang.
And yeah, I can't wait to share the news with you. It's very emotional.
Yeah, it is. It's a really important thing. Special. But amazing.
Yeah.
Truly amazing.
Absolutely amazing. So yeah, sorry to be cryptic for one more day, but all will be revealed tomorrow. Grab your tickets. We've got a lot of celebrating to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And the shows are in a similar vein to all previous shows, but they are different. So there is more information. There is more local connections from local support. And all will be revealed in the next episode, which I can't wait to share with you very soon. Happy Easter, Bunny.
Happy Easter.